Another sugar study. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. My family informs me that nobody wants to hear any more studies about sugar because they've already heard enough.
There's still too much sugar in kids' cereals.
Fructose seems to overstimulate a hormone that helps regulate fat.
Drinking sugary drinks can raise your risk of high blood pressure by up to 70%.
Enough! We like sugar! But the trouble is, the studies are getting scarier and scarier. The latest is from Dr. Elisa Epple of UC San Francisco. Dr. Epple found that sugar doesn't just make you fat, it alters your cells.
We think we can get away with drinking lots of soda as long as we're not gaining weight. But this suggests that there is an invisible pathway that leads to accelerated aging regardless of weight.
She says soda appears to accelerate the aging of your chromosomes, such that you might be in your 40s, but your chromosomes could file for Medicare. However, another study by Dr. Sarah Bleich of Johns Hopkins provides some hope. Sarah found you could discourage kids from buying soda by posting signs near the soda case showing how much exercise it takes to work off the soda you're about to drink.
Telling the adolescents that a bottle of soda is about 50 minutes of jogging. And we found that when that sign was posted, the likelihood that they would buy a sugary beverage reduced by about 50%.
How about that? Although you do have to get some glucose into your system because, as other studies have shown,
research has found a strong correlation between low glucose levels and aggressive behavior toward the person's spouse.
It all makes you wonder how the species ever got this far. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.